Indonesian officials, Muslim clerics, and astronomers fanned out across this nation of 235 million people this week looking for the new moon, which signals the start of the Islamic holy fasting month of Ramadan. All agreed the new moon would appear by Wednesday, and it was declared that Ramadan would begin in Indonesia, a secular democratic nation with the world's largest number of Muslims, on Thursday. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and traditionally the month in which the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. The Quran says Muslims must fast and abstain from sex between dawn and sunset during this month. Putnardo is a Muslim who prays five times a day as the Quran dictates. He works as a security guard in Jakarta and says he always observes Ramadan because it is an obligation for all Muslims. He says the biggest challenge during the fasting month is the hunger and the ability to overcome it. But he thinks Ramadan is good because it teaches people to be disciplined and to practice patience. A small minority of Indonesians belong to other faiths besides Islam. Gideon is a Christian and an office worker in Jakarta, and he says the hardest part of Ramadan for him is the lack of available food to buy during lunch hour.
A little bit hard because, you know, like this food, they didn't do anything in afternoon, so if we walk in the office, then we have to find it.
Several thousand militant Muslims demonstrated in Jakarta over the weekend, urging the government to crack down on immorality during Ramadan. Bars, nightclubs, and other entertainment places traditionally close or at least limit their hours of operation during the month. But over the last several years, militant Islamic groups have attacked those places of entertainment that choose to stay open during Ramadan. Traditionally, Indonesians practice a tolerant and open form of the Islamic faith. But in recent years, a small but vocal group of hardliners has pushed for the implementation of Sharia or Islamic law. Nancy Melia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.